You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. We'll turn now to local elections, and in the city of Oakland, 10 people are in the race to be mayor. We're talking with all of them, and today it's Cedric Troop. He's a swim coach and designs multimedia systems for his custom integration business. Cedric spoke with KELW's Janae Darden about why he thinks he's the best person to lead Oakland in a new and better direction.
Such a big job. Why do you want to be mayor of Oakland?
I'm a big dude. I can handle the task. It's my city. Disappointed with the way things are, especially for the children. This community gave me a lot. Too much is given, much is required.
Are you originally from Oakland, born and raised?
Oh, 56 years of my life. Yes, ma'am.
What do you think is the biggest issue right now affecting Oakland?
Will to do the right thing.
Expand on that, please.
Well, basically, in Oakland right now, it's becoming where it was one large community. Now it's becoming a community of the have and have-nots. If I got mine, later for the rest. And so we have an administration that's not in touch with the regular citizens of Oakland.
Hasn't it kind of always been an issue of the have and have-nots? Because you have the Oakland Flats and you have the Oakland Hills.
Well, we've always had different, you know, obviously different levels of income. And, you know, it's always said that when you live on the other side of 580, you're doing big things. But the fact of the matter is that there's always been equity in every neighborhood in Oakland. It might have been better and worse in some areas, but there's always been, you know, a sense of community in every area of Oakland. And there hasn't been this stark contrast of poverty now that we see, where people are sleeping on the streets, where people are sleeping underneath your overpasses. We've never really had that in Oakland. And under this current administration, the problem has been exacerbated. It's gotten worse. You can talk to Keith Carson or Nate Miley, and they'll both say that this problem has gotten worse on our watch. And it's because of a disconnect. This community has always provided me with resources as a young person. I used to swim my behind off when I was growing up. You know, Castlemont, Fremont, McClymonds. And unfortunately, you talked about the flats. Those pools that are serving our children in the flats, Castlemont, McClymonds, and Fremont, have been closed over 10 years. So any city government or any school district that doesn't have something as simple as swimming, which is a life resource for our children, I mean, that just doesn't make sense to me. I don't get it. People say, well, you know, people might not understand because if they don't swim, they don't understand. Because if you don't have a relationship with the water, the most powerful force in the universe, you're not going to get it. But people are supposed to swim. We're supposed to be cool with the water.
I know you talk about youth a lot.
You're supposed to look out for the babies, and shame on us if we don't. And we're not looking out for the little babies right now. We got girls out on, you say international, we got girls on East 14th prostituting themselves at 15, 16 years old. Where's the van of grandmamas and them who going to come and start regulating on them little girls?
So what about the girls that have been forced onto the street? What are you going to do about the pimps that are putting the girls on the street, the child predators that are putting them on the street?
Well, obviously, no, there's a whole big, you know, culture of this sex trafficking thing that goes deep. So the city of Oakland has a number of different ails against it, up against right now. We have to do an audit on every aspect of business in the city of Oakland, from our school district to our city government. We are not using the funds that we get on a state and local level efficiently. There's a lot of mismanagement of funds that's costing us a lot of money. And as a result, we're suffering. We still have the police oversight that's been going on for umpteen years now. We're not taking advantage of federal funds that are on the table for our youth. We just missed out on $10 million a few years ago for our summer youth employment. And then we'll turn around and say, well, what's wrong with these youth when they get on the BART train and tell you to give me all your valuables?
People of all ages, young, old, middle-aged, are sleeping on the streets. And studies I've read, most of them are people who are from Oakland, lived in Oakland for a long time.
So we want to get people off the streets, as simple as that. There are a number of different solutions out there that are working, okay, that we have to employ here in Oakland. From green spaces, if people want to sleep in their tents, we have green spaces available for them with public facilities, showers and laundry and, you know, bathroom facilities. We have vacant buildings that we can incorporate the homeless, because some of them have skills that they can incorporate to renovate these buildings and take residency until we come up with more positive solutions. We have an affordable housing crisis that unfortunately the current administration is exacerbating because she's not keeping her commitment to affordable housing. As you can see, we have buildings going up all over Oakland. And a lot of those are going for market rate prices. We understand that the spot that just opened up on 51st and Broadway has three-bedroom apartments going for $8,000 a month. So our mayor is disconnected. I mean, I think she's doing the best she can under the circumstances with the resources she has, her understanding. But she's not connected to what's happening on the ground level. And as a result, the people in Oakland are suffering. Oakland cannot take four more years of Libby Schaaf's management.
As mayor, you have to work for the have-nots, and you got to work for the haves. How do you do that?
Basically, you apply fair equity as much as possible, and you apply integrity and reasoning to decisions that you're making that are affecting people's lives, okay? The city of Oakland's primary source of income is taxes. We have opportunities to increase our revenue as a city. Jackson Square, okay? The Port of Oakland. I mean, you can do something to increase the Jack London tourist attraction, okay? Because unfortunately, we've kind of been, you know...
Jack London used to be hot back in the day. It's starting to come back, yeah, but...
It's starting to come back, but we're sleeping on it, man. We could be doing a lot more Jack London Square.
So what is your plan for handling environmental issues in Oakland?
Well, I consider myself an environmentalist. You know, I'm an open water swimmer. So for me, it's important to keep our rivers, lakes, and oceans clean so we can swim in them. And you hold people accountable that aren't doing what they're supposed to do from an environmental perspective. I mean, people feel it's cool to just come to Oakland and dump their trash. That's not cool. And like I said in one of the forums, I mean, we can't kill them. But we need to add a lot more lighting. There are opportunities for us to have solar lightings on the top of the light posts that it would generate, you know, low cost-effective lighting. But lighting will be one thing, and on that lighting pole, you also put a HD camera, and you have a surveillance system that will allow you to do license plate reading, and you hold these people accountable. Beyond that, I do have to kick in the swimming piece, where this is crazy, I know, but we right here at the Oakland Museum, and right across the street is Lake Merritt. In a 2 to 5 year project, I would like to see water recreation at Lake Merritt, where people are swimming and boating and jet skiing and all that kind of stuff at Lake Merritt. I know that's a tough task. People don't think I'm crazy, but hey, you know what I'm saying? We could do it. I mean,
there's already some boating there now.
Yeah, ain't nobody hopping in that water in no bathing suit. You know, we have a lot of opportunity to make Oakland what it used to be.